Superwoman. You are a superwoman. We are all superwomen, and I just want to thank each and every one of you who's on the line, who's out there in the worldwide web, in the worldwide world, my listening audience. You just heard Alicia Keys, Superwoman, and yes, we are superwomen, and we say yes to ourselves unapologetically. That's a word that is hard for me to say, but I got it out. So thank you, each and every one of you. And as women, we are trained by example and expectation to say yes to the commitments that serve everyone and everything except ourselves. We are so in tune with giving to others that oftentimes we willingly serve ourselves from empty vessels. In fact, we attempt to shrink ourselves in order to fit into the spaces and places that were never designed to contain us. Many of us will continue on this limiting path until a life-altering interruption is introduced. For years, I was guilty of living my life just like that. I wanted to experience something different, but I was too afraid to pursue it because I understood that in order to possess something I've never had, it would require me to do something I've never done. We have a tendency to readily accept the unacceptable. Are you guilty of living your life like this? Ultimately, I made a leap of faith, and you can take one too. I've become intentional about showing up for myself. Are you ready to break up with any toxic version of yourself that prevents you from assessing your yes? Are you ready to say yes to the one who is truly deserving of your yes? That was from Chanel Coleman Westwood. She says yes to herself unapologetically. The Empowerment Guide for Women. Yes, 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 yes. I am your hostess, though, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Valku Designs, broadcasting and welcoming you, the worldwide listening audience, on this Thursday, October 5th, 2023. And you can call in to 845-241-9985 to be on the air or Skype or listen in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio, or you can text me if you're shy about being on the radio or being in the chat room. And in case you miss it or miss this episode, you can always listen to past episodes on demand at the same www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. We are women of faith, leaders, and businesswomen with tips, tricks, and strategies to help motivate, encourage, and empower an audience of women to transition from limiting mindsets. These women are here to impact the world with their exhilarating and powerful stories and a movement designed to pour passionately, purposefully, and powerfully into women. Some are independent, some are businesswomen, some are entrepreneurs, some are heroes, some are superwomen, but they are all every woman. And if you have some burning questions you want to discuss with these women who said yes to herself unapologetically, let's talk about them this evening and hear what they have to say. Worldwide listeners, come on, join in, and let's get those burning thoughts and questions off your chest on tonight's Let's Do It Radio. But Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. She said yes to herself unapologetically, anthology. So, in order to keep me on the radio, if you want to, you can always donate to Cash App, the $ANAISEVALCOUR, or through Venmo at MG-INEZ or through Zelle if you know my telephone number. So, ladies, are you ready? Because we have about 8 wonderful women on the line with us tonight throughout, I'm going to say throughout the state, because, you know, some people are probably behind the scenes listening, but we have a lot of women from the Georgia area. So let's get ready. I want to first introduce Ms. Chanel Coleman Westley, and she is the creator, the mind father. I said that, the mind father, the one who created, she says yes to herself unapologetically. Greet and meet the people, Ms. Chanel. How are you doing this evening? Chanel, are you on mute? Okay.
Can you hear me now, then?
There we go. Yes.
All right. Yes, good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
I am ecstatic to be here. Thank you so much, Inez, for opening up this platform for the co-workers, for the co-authors, and she said yes.
Yes, 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 yes. So how did you get this how did you get this started? What was your mindset? Where were you? Why? And that's what we were talking about the last four episodes of my show. What is your purpose? Why did you do this? Did you see a need? Did you see women who were hurting, who kept on, who didn't say yes for themselves? Give me the dirt. Give me the lowdown so we can tell everybody.
I love the question. I would love to say that it was something deep and burning, but I was on YouTube University because that's where I go to school sometimes, and I feel like I got my PhD over there. And after I wrote my first book, Naked and Out of Shame, The Transformational Devotional Experience, they said, you know, nothing sells your book like your next book. And I'm thinking, okay, so I wrote this book, but in order to sell this book, I have to write another book? So I was thinking, okay, what is something that really resonates with me? What's something that I'm passionate about? And I really just started thinking about myself and where I was in this space. And I can remember a time when I didn't say yes to myself, when I was constantly minimizing or shrinking myself to fit into spaces and places that really couldn't contain me, and I was too busy looking for permission and confirmation from everyone else, and I was sitting on my goals and on my talents and on my abilities, and, you know, you can find your purpose through tragedy, and that's what happened in my story, and it just pushed me to really just kind of go and walk out on it. And so I'm thinking, okay, I got this idea, and so I wrote, you know, I was writing, she said yes, and then so I wrote it. I talked with my good friend Laquita Parks, and once I told her, I'm like, you know, I think I want to do a summit, and I want to do a summit about women, for women, that really kind of engulfs this ideology, and I want something that's going to pour purposefully, powerfully, and passionately into women. And whether or not she was brilliant or insane, this woman said yes. She said yes. Do it, and I'm going to do it with you. And I will always love and adore and appreciate Laquita, because sometimes you need to hear someone else, you know, just confirm your yes. And so we started doing summits, and the rest is history.
Your coworker in crime, I see, huh?
Yes, she is. Laquita is here for it. She said, yes, girl, go ahead and do it. If you do it, I'm going to step out there with you. And so, you know, she wasn't afraid to get from off the sidelines and jump in. And like I said, she's just an amazing woman. I'm so appreciative to be able to share space with her. She is the publisher for this project. And when I say I'm so I couldn't have picked a better publisher, just an amazing woman of God, an amazing friend. Just amazing businesswoman. Just I have nothing but good things to say about Laquita. She's definitely a powerhouse. Publishing, they believe in taking your story from a thought to a realization. So, Laquita, thank you so much for taking this from an ideology and bringing it into reality.
All right. Okay. Go ahead, Laquita. It's your turn.
First of all, Inez, thank you again for always being so open to have so many different guests on your platform, and for always being so accommodating. When I ask, you always say yes. So for that, I am grateful. And Chanel, thank you so much for, I love Chanel is the hardest working woman in show business. I've not seen anything like it. Like, do you sleep? I know I do a lot, but she does a lot. And so when she came to me with the idea, it was a no-brainer for me, because I love to be a part of things that align with my faith, aligns with my beliefs, my morals. I love to be a part of things like that. And so when she said yes, it was just, okay, yes. And, you know, we're saying yes to ourselves, and it's a reminder of why we're saying yes to ourselves. But we're reaching an audience of people who may not quite know that they can say yes, because we were there once. You know, Chanel's story is amazing. My story is amazing. Your story is amazing. You know, we're all different. We come from all different walks of life. But what I love about the She Said Yes to Herself anthology is that in one project, many women from many different backgrounds get to share their why. And I love mm-hmm. that. And so I sit in a position where I've had the opportunity to read those stories before the world sees them. And Chanel has had an opportunity to read them. So only three people have read all the stories, and that's the visionary, mm-hmm. the publisher, and the editor. And I got so pulled in by some of the stories. I was like, "Ooh, I gotta buy this book." So, and I forgot I was a publisher. I was like, "This is some good stuff. It's some good stuff." And so I said this before, but we owe the people. There are a lot of the women who are, and I'm not sure who's on the call tonight, but there are a lot mm-hmm. of women who are telling their stories, their whys, for the first time. You know, I've shared my story, and my story is my story. So, you know, it doesn't get mm-hmm. old. It can't get old because it's my story. It's my mm-hmm. true story, and it's
right.
it's my life, and it's how I'm living and how I've been living for the last 50 years. But there are women who are just telling their stories, and I'm just very honored that they chose this project to tell their stories. And when I tell you, Chanel has done an amazing, she's been cracking the whip now. I mean, she's been cracking
the
whip.
I had to put some
salve on
my wound.
She has done an amazing job. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, even with my story, I was like, look, I'm sending you my submission, but I don't want no smoke. So I did too. I'm the publisher, and I still had to submit my story so the visionary could take a look at it and see if I had pulled everything out that she wanted me to pull out. So, and I respect that. I really do. So, again, Chanel, thank you so much. And hey, I am here for it. I'm here for it.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Chanel. Thank you, Laquita. And let's hear some of the, from some of the women. We have Miss Carolyn Coleman on the line. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself, Carolyn, and not, we want to hear your whole story, but a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your story.
Yes. Can you hear me, Ms. Inez?
Yes, I can. Well.
Okay, great. Thank you for having us on your show tonight. I do appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit about myself. I'm a registered nurse, have been for about 38 years, and I turned author after running for a local election. And I lost both times, but that's okay, you know, and that was the time for me to write, because after campaigning each day, I needed a healthy way to release the pressures of the day. And one of my coworkers had just became a published author, and I was celebrating her and clapping for her. And I said, you know, I've always wanted to do that, because I would tease my coworkers. Mm-hmm. I'm going to write a book, and you're going to get a chapter. You're going to get a chapter. I was like, Oprah, you're going to get a chapter. You're going to get a chapter. Because we have stories to tell that needs to be told.
Right.
But I never put pen to paper until Cassie was like, write, Miss Carolyn, write. And I started writing. And it was during that time, like I said, it really just kind of, it just started off as something to do, something to write, but I found it very cathartic, and it did kind of bring me down from the height mm-hmm. of the day of campaigning, even though, you know, you're mm-hmm. only out, it's best to only be out no more than 2 hours a day campaigning. One seasoned politician sent word to me, only 1 hour a day is good, but when you have people volunteering for you, I go on their time. You know, so if they were calling me and I was asleep, I'd be like, they were like, when are you going? I'm like, when are you ready? They said, now I got out of my seat, because they were volunteering and they're helping me. They're mm-hmm. sewing into me, and that gave me more energy to do what I needed to do. And so at the end of the day of pushing back the negativity and the drama, you know, writing just sort of cleansed me and released me. So I started writing. I decided to say yes to writing, something I've always wanted to do. And I joined the Social Chicago virtual book fair, because, you know, mm-hmm. COVID set in. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
right.
Why not? It's Chicago. You know, I'm in Alabama. Who else is going to read my stuff? So I said yes to that, and I'm glad I did. But they left out that word, the metaverse. If she had said that in her marketing, I probably would not have
mm-hmm.
done. I didn't know what that was. So I went with the flow, mm-hmm. and it was a very good experience. And I joined an anthology. Yes, why not? So I didn't know what it was, but I learned a lot.
Right.
So I'm just saying, a lot of times when we say yes, you can't say yes to everything, but you need to.
Correct.
And I can't say that I believed in what I was doing because I didn't know what I was doing. I was going with the flow, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
I just went with it, and I'm so very glad I did, because the first coach on the anthology did everything she said that she would do. We had meetings, you know, and I'm like, oh, we like me in school. You know, let me get in class. You know, let me have my pen and paper in. You know, so just
right,
going with the process. Going with the process, because any opportunity can be a learning opportunity if you allow it to. And
correct.
So I deem myself a forever learner. And being in the metaverse, it was truly a learning process because we were virtual. And we had our laptops, and we'd meet our avatars because that's what we had. And every Friday,
mm-hmm.
The founder of the Metaverse would have us to do Networking Friday. And I'm like, what is this about? But there I am, showing up. And she had us to give her our marketing strategy, or what were we going to do next, or where did we want to see our books go, and how do we want to grow. And then I'm like, woof. If she had told me that, I wouldn't have been in all this. I'm not up for all this. But we did presentations, and, you know, it just gets you out of your comfort zone. Now, you put me in a hospital,
mm-hmm.
I'm all in. I am all in, both feet, both hands. I mean, I'm your man on the deck. I am ready for you, you know. But you put
exactly.
me in this arena, I was like, ooh, let me get behind somebody and see what they do first.
Don't let me be the leader, right?
No, I'm not going to be the leader because I don't know what I'm doing. You know, so the best way, and I started meeting people by networking
mm-hmm.
and, you know, meeting people such as Laquita, and hearing her read and the way that she reads and the passion that she brings. And then I found out she was a publisher, and I'm like, you know, that's really what I need. Somebody who knows what they're
right,
doing.
Right,
you know, because I
mm-hmm.
don't know. And then someone invited me to the She Said Yes Summit, and I attended, I think, a half a day or whatever. But it was so powerful. People were just, the women were just so expressive of their personal selves, and, you know, their words were just amazing to me, what they had to say, the teaching points they had to give, and it was just an inspiration. So here I find myself a part of the She Said Yes anthology, you know, the empowerment guy, and so I'm just
mm-hmm.
really, really honored. And then I was honored to be able to speak at the summit this year, so I was just like, okay, you know, this is what's up, you know, learning and growing and getting learning new people. And Chanel has really been such a force to be reckoned with, and I'm like, I want to know how tall she is. I just want to know, because she seems like such a big, big personality.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
you know, and she listens to you. You know, she listens to you, good, bad, or indifferent. And it puts you
mm-hmm.
like in teacher
mm-hmm.
mode, teacher and student mode. And she's willing to listen, and she's willing to guide. And in order to be a good leader, you know, you have to get out front. You just have to get up
mm-hmm.
front. And
mm-hmm.
we are to, you know, basically, you know, follow the leader, so to speak. You know, don't
yeah.
put me in the room with the people that's making the D's. Put me in the room with the people that's making the A's. So, you know, maybe I come out with a B.
Right.
You know, but let me,
right,
let me come out with something, you know. So I have enjoyed the ride. I have enjoyed the journey. I have enjoyed meeting. And I don't want to call anyone name because they're going to say, well, she didn't call my name. But, you know, Anita, you know who you are, girl. You know who you are.
Don't even start.
You know, you encourage, you know, y'all. Just to be a part of it is an encouragement in and of itself. And then, you know, America's Super Mom, you know, she is the coach extraordinaire. So, you know, just to meet these phenomenal women who are doing phenomenal things and the mind that they have and the ability they have to explain things. I'm not going to say I catch it all, but I catch a good bit of it. And I'm thankful for everyone a part of that's a part of this this project. Honestly, I am.
Ditto. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was. And see, a lot of times we need other people to push us outside of our little circle that we're in to get to the edge and then
Absolutely.
Look outside. And a lot of times, you know, even strangers will do that to you. And
True.
It's like, okay, how does this woman get me to do this? How do I get to the yes part? Why do my lips even form that word? It's like, you made me uncomfortable. But it's a good uncomfortable because it's like, okay. And then as Laquita, her book is, you know, is it Walking Limitation, Laquita? Walking Without Limitation? What is the book
it's
called?
It's Walking Limitations.
Walking Limitations. See, you have no limitations. In essence, I mean, you can be a force to be reckoned with. But you didn't even know it until somebody else got behind you and gave you some wings. And so once you have wings, it's like, okay, let me see if I can venture over here. Let me see if I can venture over there. Now you're just like a little fledgling that was kicked out of the nest. It's like, okay, I can do this. And sometimes that's what we need, you know, other women in our corner to be our hype women to say, you can do it. You can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Anyway, that's another song. But but you know it is and it's good to hear stories like that because I've never met any of you women except for what I'm meeting tonight except for I met Laquita face to face and she's something else and I have not met Miss Chanel and we will one day just not today and so and I'll probably meet each and every one of you eventually either what through Zoom Facebook. This book, that look, something. But eventually we're going to all meet and we're going to like, okay, we can do this. We can do this, ladies. We can say yes unapologetically. I had to enunciate. I had to smile to say that word because that's a hard word to say, unapologetically. Oh, I had to practice it before I got on the show tonight. So thank you, Miss Carolyn. Thank you. That story, good story. Thank you. Then we have Miss Kate Thurman. Introduce yourself and tell us about your story.
Hello, I'm Kate Thurman. I'm married and live in Georgia. I decided to say yes to myself after Miss Anita Newsom, my sister in Christ, introduced me to this because I used to call myself an introvert. And
okay.
I grew up, you know, I would write love stories, I would write plays in school. I thought I was doing something when I did something with Robert Townsend. And I thought all of that was good.
Uh-huh.
And then when I got older and I started working, and my boss used to say to me, okay, Kate, you know, tell me something about what you used to do. And I would tell him. And he said, I'm waiting on a book. And for years, he would say, I'm waiting on a book. And so a couple of years ago, I wrote a whole book. Computer crashed, never got published, nothing. And so I went into a shell again. And so when that happened, I was like, okay, well, maybe this is not for me. And I started to realize here lately when I got in contact with Miss Chanel, and she's wonderful, by the way. And when I first talked to her, she pushed me in just that one phone call. She was breaking down everything I needed to do, everything. And I was like, well, no, I want to write about, you know, this because it was safe for me. I wasn't going to say yes to myself and come out of my comfort zone until I talked to Chanel that Saturday, and then I went to church the next day. And then I was praying. I was thinking about everything that she said, and I came home the next day, and I called her, and I said, you know what? I'm going to say yes to myself because I need to get out there and make an impact on the world. And from saying yes to myself, I decided that I am this big wind. I can touch people. I aspire to live my life to motivate, empower people, because someone told me that I was good enough. Anita and Chanel told me that I was good enough. And then meeting Lachelle, oh, my gosh. See, so such a delight. I have not met anyone in person other than Anita and Lachelle. And I spoke to Miss Laquita once on the phone, and I'm like, these are some powerful women. They are powerful, even the ones I haven't met yet. And I realized just in this time that I've been in this anthology that I'm a powerhouse just like they are. And we're going to touch the world with this. And so I decided to say yes to myself. And I told myself, you're not an introvert. I used to tell myself that. Growing up and going through the things that I went through, I thought I wasn't worthy of doing this and doing that. So I put the pen down a long time ago. I put it down. I put it down. And getting in this anthology, I'm speaking out more. I would tell Chanel, I'm like, you know, I'm shy. I don't want to, I'm going to say the wrong thing. And she was just, like Laquita said, crap the whip in a positive way. She listens to me.
Right.
I would call her at 12 o'clock. And she's, hello, gorgeous. What do you need? And she would talk me through it, work with me. And she's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person. I really, really truly appreciate her giving me this opportunity to share my story, to be an impact, because I think that everyone in this anthology is going to be an impact and going to touch millions in this world. And I'm very, very honored to even be here and for this opportunity for you allowing me to come and speak. To let you guys know that this anthology changed my life already. And thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
What was I going to say? And it's just funny how strangers can make such an impact on you. You know, you have your friends, and they make an impact, but then the outsiders make even a larger impact and make you do things that you didn't think you could do, didn't know you could do, and you feel like, like the song at the beginning was a superwoman, you know, it's like, with the S on my chest, you know, I can do all things, especially through Christ. But, you know, I have these Christ-like people around me to help me and to lift me up. So that's what I see as my new sisters in the SSYTHU group. So that's going to be hard to say, too. But we've come a long way. I mean, we are all now co-authors. You know, how many of us, people can say, oh, I co-authored the book with, you know, 29 other women. What? Oh, yeah, we got a book out, you know, so that's another plus and another feather in my cap as well, because I don't even talk to Laquita because she says, you know, you need to write your book. Now, look what she did. She got me up here with Miss Chanel writing submission after submission. I was like, I don't want to do this no more. But I still said yes. Like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So thank you, thank you, thank you for your story, Miss Kate. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we have your girl,
as you say,
Miss Anita Newsom. Go ahead, Miss Anita, and welcome to Miss Inez Taylor. Let's talk about it.
Well, thank you, Miss Inez. This is such an honor and a privilege to have this opportunity to share your platform, you know, where you're
allowing
us to share our voice and our story and our faith. So I just want to thank you. You know, for inviting me. I tell you, this group of ladies have just been awesome since the very first time I met them, whether it was virtually or whether it was in person. You know, I was introduced to the summit, the She Said Yes Summit, back last year, and it was so awesome, you know, and I was like, wow, these women are doing, you know, making a difference. They're doing something in their communities. They're changing lives, and this is something I want to be a part of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't really a struggle. You know, life happens, right? You know, things happen in our lives,
right.
And I was like, oh, I'm part of that. But I just, you know, I hesitated to contact them. You know, Chanel, I was like, oh, I want to be a part of that because I know this is going to be impactful. I'm saying, you know, things were going on in my life, and I, you know what? They helped me to realize I needed to continue to say yes to myself. So I decided, you know, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm just going to step out on faith. And I'm going to believe that God is going to do this thing, whether, you know, hell or high water, it's going to happen. So I'm going to commit myself to doing this. So a little bit, I guess, about my background. I'm a disabled combat veteran. From Mississippi, in the Atlanta, Georgia area. I've lived in Georgia for over 20 years. I'm the proud mother of four kings. I love to say that. Me and my sons, I didn't throw it out along. Well, I did. I was a single mom first, and then I ended up getting married. We had three sons together, so it was like, looked like boys are just in my future. And then, now I got a grandson. It's like, you can't get a girl.
Congratulations.
Nobody's lying. But, you know, it has been awesome. So some other things, you know, after getting here in Georgia, like I said, been here for quite a while. And I had to go through some transitions in my life. So, I've gone through some transitions. And I know that there are a lot of women out there that have probably gone through some of the same things I have. Because at the time, you know, I felt like I was by myself. You know, I didn't feel like anybody was with me or there to support me. I felt isolated, you know, church hurt, all those type of things, you know, creeping into my life. So, you know, it was just time to make a change. So when I, you know, stepped out, like I said, took the courage to step out and be a single mom again, it wasn't easy, but God was there the whole time, even though I didn't always do right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He has remained faithful to this day. You know, and so what encouraged me to, I guess, start telling my story, and I guess I'm one of those that have procrastinated with telling my story because I've always loved writing. Writing has been a part of me since I was in grade school. I used to write poetry and what and some girls at my school in high school, they would have me write all their letters to their boyfriends, you know. And I would be, people would come like, you know, I know something was up with that. But I let my mom taught me out of going into journalism at first when I went to college. And so it took me years to circle back around to that. And then I still didn't pick up the pen for more years after that. Because, like I said, you know, having a big family, trying to help support them, you know, I had work time. So I always put it on the back burner. So when given this opportunity, you know, I was like, and what really got me going was it was so many authors, you know, so many of the ladies were authors at the summit. I was like, I told them one day on one of our things, Zoom, I'm like, you know, y'all about to make me pick up my pen again. I'm about to start writing. I'm feeling encouraged over here, okay? I am ready to
do
what God, I feel God has called me to do. So being a part of this anthology has opened up so many things, ideas, opportunities, being able to collaborate with other ladies in the group, being able to meet other ones that I, you know, look forward to working with, hopefully, and collaborating with, or just, you know, being friends. I love, you know, collaborating and meeting new people and just making bonds, you know, that you never know when somebody might need you or you might need them, you know. So, I don't believe in the fact, you know, people always say that women can't get along, especially, I'm going to say, the ones that have more color to our skin, and try to say, you know, mad black women, you know what I'm saying? But that has not been my experience with this group of women. Mm-hmm. So I am I'm honored to be a part of this awesome movement. And I pray that my story will, you know, touch lives, will change lives, will help people to realize that they can embrace their new place when they're going through transitions in life. So I'm just honored, and I'm glad to be here. So thank you again so much.
And thank you so much for your service. And for that, you get to.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Thank you. Love it.
I meant to have that after everyone. It's like, let me get my little applause going. Thank you, Miss Anita. You know, it's hard. It is hard. But and I'm going to ask Miss Chanel some questions after we go through everybody and get their stories. But I'm going to ask her some other questions as well. So if you have any questions of Miss Chanel or of each other, we'll be asking questions, question and answer period after we go through everybody's story. Next, we have Miss Renee Jones. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Go ahead and tell us your story, Miss Renee.
Hi, Miss Chanel. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I just want to say thank you for having us on the show. Thank you for having me on the show. So my name is Renee Jones Hudson. And I'm a retired Army captain. I served for over 20 years as a soldier, and now I'm serving as an empowerment life coach for transitioning military and veteran women.
Wow, nice.
I have always said that I wanted to write a book, and this book came to me via Anita. Anita is like the conduit for everybody, it seems like. But she's awesome. I knew Anita prior to this. She said yes, and she's invited me to a lot of things. She actually invited me to the conference they had last year, but it just wasn't the right time for me. And, mm-hmm. You know, so when this book was presented to me, or the idea of being a part of it, I had wrote down that by the end of this year, 2023, I wanted to write a book. So she presented me with the opportunity, and like you talk about all the transitions. I was going through so many transitions at the time that she presented it to me. But after I spoke with Chanel, who's like a ball of energy, and is always mm-hmm. so positive, always so encouraging, just always so uplifting. You know, I was like, it's the right time. And then I haven't met anyone except Anita, to be honest with you. But I've spoken to mm-hmm. Laquita. I've spoken to some of the members I'll call it a team, of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just how uplifting, and just learning their stories, learning who they are. And, you know, I love how we're coming together to empower each other and then to pour into, you know, our audience with our own experiences. So when, after speaking with Chanel, I realized it was the right time and I was with the right group of people. So I'm truly excited about this opportunity. For me, it will be my first book. So I'm excited about that. That's what I'm celebrating the most, and just excited that it's with some amazing, and I don't just say that, I mean that, like some amazing women, because I'm learning so much from them, you know, just by reading about them, listening to them speak, and just engaging with some of them. So I said yes for many reasons. I grew up in Jamaica, and then I moved here, joined the military, and just that whole transition was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just moving from Jamaica to the U.S., that's a transition. And then moving from, you know, going to school for a little bit and then going into the military, that was another transition. But, you know, I said yes because it was time for me to say yes. And, you know, I was just, you know, I was tired of saying no to myself. You know, I was tired of doubting myself. You know, we have so many experiences. We're pouring into other people. We have so much that we don't give ourselves credit for. And, you know, I just got to that point where I recognized who I was. And like I said, these group of women came into my life during my transition, you know, during me growing, the time that I'm growing, just going through growing pains. And I feel like God put them in my life at the right time. So just giving me the opportunity to share my story, I think Ms. Laquita mentioned, only Chanel and her, you know, have had the opportunity to read my story. But I just even when I read it back, I'm like, whoa, you know, because that's the part when you listen to it and when you read it back, you're like, oh, my God, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Oh, maybe I put too much. But, you know, because it's scary. It's about being vulnerable. But I do believe the one thing I truly do believe after going through so many transitions, I would say, is that our stories are not meant for us. Our stories are meant to heal others. And if we keep it to ourselves, you know, we're not doing our due diligence to uplift, to help someone else up. You know, they may not have the strength to say what they need to say or to express themselves. And then, you know, if I'm open enough, transparent enough to say, this is what I'm feeling, this is what happened, this is, you know, this is me, you know, then that would give them the power to stand up for themselves, to say yes to themselves. So that's why I said yes, because I'm here to motivate, inspire, and empower other women, especially the military women.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your service as well. And you sound so petite, but you have such a mighty job. And I appreciate you, you know, working with the veterans, because I'm just going to say I just appreciate you working with the women after they come out of the service, because I know that they are, I won't say damaged, but they are, some of them are damaged. And, you know, you being the force of who you are, you know, may help them come, you know, may help them heal. As you said, you know, this book is to help people heal and help people feel and help people know. It's like, you know, you're not alone. You know, this book is an empowerment guide for women. She said yes to herself unapologetically. You know, I didn't apologize for saying yes. So you all don't apologize for saying yes. So you get a hand clap, too. I'm going to give everybody a hand clap, but you get a hand clap, too. You know.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. And then we have Lachelle Atkins.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having us, Annette. You know, I'm over here flowing from hearing everybody's story. It has definitely, just hearing everybody is kind of surreal, right? You know, you're like, wow, this is, am I even worthy, okay?
right.
This has definitely been a great, great collaboration. So many things. I don't think I would have enough time to list them all, but just a quick intro. I'm Lachelle, also known as America's Supermom. My husband and I have 15 children, and my story is really one of overcoming the war with myself. I went through 13 years of depression, 3 hospitalizations, and so my story just is one of transparency and realizing that, you know, I went through a whole period of blaming other people and circumstances about my plight, but it really was myself, the decisions that I either made or didn't make. And so just really shining the light on that journey. So I'm excited to be a part of this project because I believe that there's power in numbers, and we're able to share our story, you know, we empower other people, because you know, I've already lived through my journey of depression. You know, it didn't take
okay.
me out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't have to carry it on my shoulder like a weight. I can just be free from it and look
mm-hmm.
at the lessons that I learned and help someone else create a roadmap so that they can avoid it. You know, it's like driving down the street and you run into a pothole. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
you don't put sign or you don't tell anybody about it. You just sit there and watch the next person do it and the next person, you know, when all it takes is for us to say, hey, you know, right there on 138, there's a pothole. Avoid that. Go somewhere
mm-hmm.
else.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times we get caught up in that. And I know for myself, I was an only child. So I grew up as a
wow.
high achiever. And a lot of my validation and worth was around the things that I accomplished or the roles that I played. And so that really had me in a space of a lot of competition. I felt like I had to get credit for everything. I didn't know how to really ask for help. And so the opportunity about really coming together and being a catalyst to dispel a lot of the myths about not being able to work together, not being able to help each other shine. You know, it really is a personal belief of mine. I've had this hashtag since I really started collaborating with people. It's collaboration over competition. And so it's really helping people to realize that, you know, we all have our own gifts. And when we ask for help, we really are just sharing the spotlight with somebody else. So so things that I've learned. And, you know, my last piece, because I do have 15 kids, you know, it's so funny. I have one of our daughters is turning 23 tomorrow, and they celebrate for, like, the week or the month. You know, they think they're the perfect, okay? So
mm-hmm.
monetization is something that I'm very excited about. And one thing that I'm very impressed with is how Chanel is very intentional about this being more than just a one-and-done situation with the book. She's very conscientious about finding different ways for us all to continue to win and all continue to really highlight our strengths and you know, put us in places to where we can continue to see the value in what it is that we are bringing into the world. So it's always a stretch with the places and platforms. So I'm just honored to be here, and thanks so much for having me.
I'm still choked over you saying 15 children. Are they all yours or combined, or did you have them...
I had 13 of them. 11 of them were natural. The last two, I was high being over 40, so I had a C-section. And then two of them are my stepchildren.
Okay. Wow. Congrats. Okay, wait a minute. Here we go. We got to do this to all the women. Because I wanted to have 10 children and be a nurse. That's what I wanted to be. I have one child and one girl and zero boys, so that's my 10. I do the binary way, so I have 10 children. I just have one and a zero. And then I don't like blood, so I was like, I guess. So I guess being a nurse was out, but I have worked in, I worked for Blue Cross for about 10 years, and then I worked at this place called Greenway here in Florida for 11 and a half years. So I worked in that field. I guess God said, I'm going to put you close enough because this is what you want to do, but I'm not going to put you in it. So he knew what he was doing when he created me. As my story says, God fabricated me. So, wow, 15 children. Oh, really? Super mom is just putting it politely. Congratulations on being the super mom that you are and the super woman that you are. Because, ooh, wee. That's all I have to say.
Well,
ooh, wee. Mama had five kids. Go ahead.
It comes with a lot of stories, okay? So I'm glad to put one of them in the book, okay?
Okay. I totally understand that. Totally. Thank you. That's 15 children. I guess they say, you know, go out and sow your oats. No, that's, I did, I love children. So that's the ticket right there. Be fruitful and multiply. You did what God told you to do, so, yeah.
That's what my husband said. He said he read the first part of the Bible, be fruitful and multiply, closed the book and said, wow, we serve a great God.
Oh, my goodness. That is too hilarious. That is hilarious. Thank you, Miss Lachelle. Then we have the call at the last floor of 8321. You want to introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling from, please? And you may be on mute. You may have yourself on mute. So go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. Yes.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having us on this on your show. Pretty excited. My name is Titi, Dr. Titi Nwankwo Ezike. I'm originally born in Houston, Texas, raised in Nigeria. So I actually learned about the whole anthology through my friend Renee. She posted it. So I was like, you know, I didn't know what anthology was. So I went and looked it up. I was like, oh, okay, they're writing a book. So I was like, oh, no, you know, I know I've always wanted to write a book, but I've always felt like it was outside my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the more I look at it, I was like, okay, let me try again. Let me see if I can do it. And so I sent her a message, you know, say, hey, I'm interested, you know, what do I need to do? And she connected me with Chanel. Ooh, what can I say? Chanel is a force to reckon with. Thank you so much. So, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm also a medical doctor, but I don't practice right now. I work as a full-time faculty at a local college in Georgia. I am also a U.S. Navy vet myself for 4 years. After that, I went to medical school. So one of, you know, I've gone through, you know, a lot of my ups and downs. And I guess I grew up in a culture where you don't really talk about your downs. It's always your wins. And so for me, it was a little bit hard to kind of open up and say, yes, you know, I was really down during this time or, yeah, so it was an opportunity for me as a health coach that, you know, I always talk to my clients and say, hey, you know, like, you know, talk to me, like, you know, be honest with me about your emotions. And I have to truly be honest with my own emotions, how I was able to overcome certain situations and certain situations, I'm still, you know, going through them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was, you know, my biggest yes to myself was, you know, as a mother of four kids, three boys and a girl, and I'm married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm expected to be a superwoman, you know, take care of the kids, you know, cook, clean, all of those things. And, you know, of course, working as a full-time, you know, person, and also I have, you know, two businesses. So those things I always put out the front, you know, I always put out, you know, I'm a strong person. I can do it, you know, I can do it. And, you know, sometimes I have like all these Bible verses that I would tell myself, you know, because, you know, God has given me this strength, I can do it. And it didn't take that long. I got diagnosed with high blood pressure. So that kind of, you know, like was like, okay, hold up, rewind. We need to take this, you know, back. You know, at the time I was only like 42, so I was like, you know, I'm already planned out my life till like I'm 100. Why am I having high blood pressure at this age? So it was a thing for me to now say, okay, you know, now I need to sit down and rethink this whole thing. because I lost my mother. She had high blood pressure, and she had stroke unexpectedly and died. So it was a thing for me that I knew she didn't get to see my kids. She didn't even get to see me get married. And I didn't want that for my kids. So I needed to start making a different change. And I did my own research. And I know what medicine does to our body. But I didn't want to be dependent on medicine for the rest of my life. So I needed to, you know, do other research. And that's how I became a health coach. And so that has been a big turning point in my life, you know. So I'm, you know, every day I work on it, you know, every day. I always tell my clients, it's just one step at a time, and that's what I do, and that's how I find myself, one step at a time, and try to celebrate my win. And, you know, if I, you know, if I lose it, you know, it's okay. Just continue. Don't just, you know, drown yourself in that you're lost. And so that's something that I have to constantly remind myself. So I am so excited when the opportunity came, you know, to be a part of, you know, this amazing women who decide to pour themselves out so that the world, you know, I mean, they didn't have to, but, you know, they took that leap of faith to share their story. And, you know, that to me was a big encouragement. I'm not sure, you know, if I have seen something like this. So I think that's where I'm like, you know, in my head, I'm already telling a lot of my friends, like, you guys got to buy this book because you're going to hear stories from many, many, many different women from different backgrounds and how they said yes to themselves. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to what the future brings with the book. And I can't wait to meet the rest of the crew.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. And also thank you for your service. And you also get a round of applause as everyone else here. And I guess it's my turn to say, you know, why I said yes to myself, because I'm always saying no to, I won't say not saying no to myself, but always saying yes to everyone else, as was said earlier, and not saying yes enough to myself. And Laquita's the one who, what do you call it, hoodwinked me into doing this. Yes, I said hoodwinked, because it's like, I don't have time to do this. I design clothes. I have the radio show. I work all day. And so it's like, I get up in the morning, I program my radio shows, and then I go to work all day. Then I go home, and then I finish preparing the radio show. Then I have the radio show from 9 until anywhere between 12 to 1 to 2 o'clock, sometimes 2:30 in the morning. I go to bed for a couple of minutes, get up, maybe sew something, and do the routine again. It's like, you know what? I need something for myself. And so as everybody else wants that, be an author of a book, I wanted to be, you know, tell stories or have other people tell stories. So this is basically the perfect place to do that. And the book that I want to create or author is Everybody Has a Story and Everybody Has a Story, which means, you know, Dr. Cece has a story, Laquita has a story, Chanel and everybody else has a story. Michelle, Chanel, number two, Renee, Anita, Kate, Carolyn. We all have stories, as well as the all 30 of us are authors. Well, and then in those stories, your body has a story too. How did you get that scar? How did you get that scratch? How did you lose your limb? How did you do this? What happened? How did you do this? So everybody has a story. So if you hide your body, you're hiding your stories. You're hiding yourself. So as some people, you know, get to be naked and afraid, we just have to tell the whole truth, the naked truth about ourselves, and be vulnerable, because you telling your story is going to have somebody and give them the courage to tell their story, and the next person tell their story. And so the next thing you know, we have 15,000 authors in the world creating books and helping somebody else down the road. So that's how I feel, you know, that I can get, not I, but we can all tell stories. So basically saying yes to myself is like, what am I getting myself into? Is this another chapter in my book? Is this another bucket list? You know, knock on my bucket list? It's like, okay, maybe it is. Maybe it's something I like to do. I'm like a lot of the other ladies. I like to do poetry. I like to write. I like to do a lot of things. But what am I good at? And for the last four episodes of Miss Inez Says, Let's Talk About It, we talked about what is your why? What is your purpose? Why are you here? And so all these things are just coming like full circle as to why you're here. You're here to help your sister. You're here to help the next person. You may be here to help a man. You never know. You know, your story could help a man tell his story. I'm like, oh, man, if she could tell the story, I can tell the story. I can be an author. I can write a story. And so it's a nice little building block, a nice little, what do you want to call it, platform for people to come to. And I guess the question that I have for Chanel is, okay, after we have this first book, what are we doing after that? What's the next step? And so that's my question to Chanel. What's our next step after we authored or co-authored this book? Where are we going next? Where are you taking us? What's our next ride on the roller coaster?
Good question. Actually, I'm always thinking of something. Laquita doesn't like when I think too long. She's like, oh, she's thinking something. I start thinking of big ideas. And so I'm really, first of all, let me say that I'm very honored and humbled to stand around so many amazing women, just phenomenal women of faith. Entrepreneurs, professionals, change agents, impact speakers, authors, businesswomen who are open to God, utilizing them as vessels to pour into others. When I say the stories are so dynamic, Laquita and I have been talking back and forth, you know, just over the profoundness of the stories. It's just truly amazing. So I want to thank all of the authors. I want to thank all of you for your capacity to share and to be willing to be transparent and to have honest conversations, things that are going to really stimulate and really act as, you know, a little bit of abrasive to kind of rub off those things that we're still holding on to, helping us to shed our old self and to really step into everything that God has called us to be. So, I mean, let me say that. So I'm just thankful for that. Secondly, we're going everywhere. Literally, everybody's going to be sick of She Said Yes in this anthology, because when I say it's necessary, the conversation is needed. And so one of the spaces that I really want us to occupy is congregations of faith, because there are so many women who mirror similar circumstances and situations who really need to have a toolkit, something that's going to provide a tool for every and any circumstance. When I say these stories are going to resonate so clearly with women from various walks of life, you know, I don't care who you are, you're not going to be able to walk away from this anthology and say, you know what, there was nothing in this book that I could resonate with. There was no strategy or principle or, you know, inspirational story that impacted my life in a way. When I tell you I've been touched, I've been ministered to, just reading over the stories and just working with the authors, it's just been an evolution for me. And so I know it's going to, and it's also been the same thing for Laquita and our phenomenal editor, who is Kimberly Parks, just amazing, amazing, amazing. We've all been impacted by the stories. And so we plan on taking She Said Yes into congregations of faith to be able to share and to be a blessing, to provide a blueprint
on getting to the other side of his story, really kind of challenging women to say yes to walking boldly within their divinely designed purpose. She said yes is doing book tours, empowerment, and engagement events. So, like I said, I'm just excited for what God has on the horizon for this movement. And then I'll let Laquita fill in any blanks that she may want to fill in.
And before she does, I mean, this could even turn into a movie, just like what was the one with the girls about colored, what is it, colored girls, something about suicide.
Yeah,
I can't remember the whole.
Tyler Perry.
This could be a movie, you know. You're right there by Tyler Perry.
It
so,
really
hey,
could.
You know what might happen.
I'm going to say this. When I tell you things that will make you pause, make you, you know, check yourself, there's some accountability that has to take place. There is someone that's saying, you know, I see you, sis. Let's go. It's not, you know, a marathon. It's a sprint. It's a marathon. Someone who's going to really help you to recognize your worth, help you to gain self-confidence, help you to overcome limiting beliefs, help you to slay self-sabotage, because sometimes we are the problem. Sometimes God is just calling us to move and to walk boldly in his spaces, and we're questioning it. We're waiting for someone else to see what God has already said over us. We're listening to our own negative self-talk. Sometimes we're listening to what other people's opinions or ideas about where we are and what we've been through, when that is not their place and God has not ordained them a prophet, and what they said is a lie, but we're believing the lie. And so this book is really going to challenge women to step out into their purpose, because so many times we're just second-guessing ourselves and we're telling ourselves no when we should be saying yes. And we're saying yes when we should be saying no.
That's a true statement right there.
Hello.
That is so true.
I'm sorry. Can I say something, please?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay, this is Carolyn.
Yes.
It's for colored girls who considered suicide when the rainbow was not enough. It was like a monologue, but it was on the stage. And then later on, Tyler Perry adapted it, made it a movie, but he still kept some of the monologue in there, where each woman had her own take of what a woman was or had been or her experience. Yeah, I saw the play, so it was phenomenal. And then I saw the movie. Thank you.
Right. You're welcome. Thank
you. And Carolyn, I appreciate you saying that, because you know your sis writes scripts and dramas just for, that's just what I do. And I like the idea of that, too. I mean, because I really could see it being acted out as a powerful monologue when you think about the various stories and the strategies and some of the, you know, conversations that are happening. Carolyn, you shouldn't have even said that, because now you got me thinking about a script. Okay, I'm going to figure out something else now, because now I got to think about that, too. But, I mean, because it's powerful. I mean, when I tell you, when you guys know your story, and you know how that story is going to touch lives. But when you guys are able to see the entire landscape, because Laquita and I are sitting from a different vantage point, and you see this whole thing just unraveled, it's, when I tell you, this is a must-have book for women of faith. This is going to be a game changer. And even if you're saying, you know what, I don't know if I really subscribe to an ideology and to Christianity, I'm going to tell you that you can't walk away from this book and not have something in your life being met, being resonating with. It's just powerful. And that's all I can say, it's powerful.
You could say a couple other things. where you can get the book, and when is it available, and how much is it?
I love that question, I guess, because this book is definitely available. It is available. The ebook is available for pre-order. It's definitely available for pre-order. So on Amazon right now, if you're looking to get a personalized book from one of the authors, then you'll have to contact them through their personal website. There will also be
The opportunity to get the physical book on Amazon as well. But I say, you know, definitely support the authors. They've really poured out of themselves in this project. So you have to connect with them, be able to buy in those various spaces. But I want to also just say that not only is it available, it's going to hit and go into all markets on next week, Thursday. So it's available for pre-order right now with the ebook. The ebook is only 99 cents. Physical copy is $25, but there will be some shipping and handling fees. And so, you'll have to connect with the various authors to see where those price points land, depending on where you're ordering. And like I said, again, powerful, powerful, impactful, motivational, provocative, something that's in your face, must-have, go-to book for women. If you're stuck and you're trying to figure out how to get on the other side of your story, this book is for you. If you are being pushed back by your own limiting beliefs, then this book is for you. If you are in a space where you are celebratory and you're saying, you know what, I'm walking in my purpose, this book still is for you. This book is going mm-hmm. to resonate with so many women, no matter where she's at in life.
And, you know, okay. Can I say something?
Go ahead. This is open platform.
So, and, of course, this is Laquita again. And for all the people that are listening, and even the women that are on the platform, I will, and all of anybody that knows me knows that I don't mind buying books that I publish. This is a path for everybody, that's participating in the anthology and all of your friends. And I just want to share some of the titles. And I'm not going to share what the stories are, but you can listen to the titles of the stories of the individuals and know that this is some powerful. It should pique your curiosity. The journey, a journey of healing, forgiveness, and self-love, beyond the comparison trap, creating I am, dancing with addiction, although you're not dying, I said yes to God and no to low self-esteem, walking in my true divine purpose, from struggle to purpose, transition is not a death sentence. Get up, sis. My favorite, one of my favorites. How many times can a snake bite you? I know my worth. God fabricated me. Let it go. My story continues. Know, N-O, yourself. Surviving the war with myself. The list maker. Understanding personal investment. These are just some of the titles in the She Said Yes anthology. And, again, I've had the opportunity to read them, and they are, like, some of them, like, wow. You cannot look at a person and assume that you know what they've gone through and what they're going through. I mean, and I am so just, I really am truly humbled to be able to work with these women, and I don't know them. I don't know all these women. I've had the pleasure of meeting and talking to almost all of them because I've gone over their edits. But other than the ones that I've had the opportunity to have lunch with in the city of Atlanta with, I have not had the opportunity to meet. But the ones that are in Atlanta, I don't care if you're close to Atlanta, I'm going to meet you. We're going to get together.
Yes.
So this is a must. It's a, and listen, and and even if you have to come up to Atlanta, I'll come to where you are if I can get to where you are.
That's right. She sure will.
I'll come. We can meet halfway. But it is really, really a beautiful piece. And even if I were not, and I am a contributing author as well, I'm honored to be the publisher on this project. Even if I were not the publisher, I'm still honored to be a contributing author to this project because you know, again, I love being a part of something that's going to empower a woman, that's going to help her know her true value and help her know that she does not have to be in the situation. She don't have to stay in it. And I think Renee said it when she said our stories, and I believe that 100% of everybody living and dead has a story, but our stories are not to for us to keep. We cannot be hoarders of our story. Our stories are meant to help other people heal, and the only people we cannot help heal are the ones that we don't share our stories with. And there are billions of people, millions of people, I'm sorry, who won't share their stories for whatever reason, embarrassed. They may be the victim in somebody else's story, but that may not be who they are now. That may have been who they used to be. So all of these women are sharing their stories. They're sharing their being, you know, being vulnerable. They're putting themselves in a situation to be judged, you know, but at the end of the day, we have all unpacked, all of us, every single person, Inez, Chanel, Lachelle, every single person, Laquita, that's on this phone, we have unpacked some type of hurt within our story, whether it was the hurt of, you know, Carolyn Coleman, the hurt of letting it go, having to disconnect from situations and circumstances, whether it's Lachelle fighting the war within yourself, whether it's, you know, Chanel, get up, you know, stop laying down, get up, sis, and whether it was though you're not dying, we have all had to go through some type of pain in our lives that we've shared through this story, and we're healing. We're healing ourselves so we don't ever have to pack this stuff back up again. It's unpacked. It's unpacked, and, hey, we can drive down the street and hang it out the window and let it fly free. And that's what we've all done. She said yes.
Amen. Okay. I'm going to have to do this. I love that. Wow. Does anybody have any questions? Anybody? The floor is open. Miss Carolyn, she has dropped her call. And so, Kate, do you have any questions you want to ask anybody?
Not right now. I'm thinking for Miss Laquita. Can I ask Ms. Laquita Parks a question, I think?
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Wonderful.
Of course.
Ms. Laquita. Okay. In reading the chapters and being empowered, how do you go by getting over doing it and reading each person's chapter? Do you want to, like, meet them right then, right there? Because for me, I know if I read something, instantly, I want to meet this person. I want to, you know, see this person. Sometimes I just want to hug them. If I hear something about somebody, you know, do you ever feel that when you have to read over the stories?
I do. You know, when I do communication coaching and mentoring, and I remember when I first started. It's been probably about 20 years. And I remember a good friend and mentor of mine said to me, because I have a program where I mentor teenagers, and I would go into the group homes and hear their stories, and I would just see, it would just break my heart. And so as I was unloading, because we always have to have somebody to talk to, even therapists have to have a therapist. So I remember my friend saying to me, if you're going to do this, Laquita, you're going to have to learn how to help people without falling over in the ditch with them. So I keep that in mind when I'm reading. There have been stories, though, that I have read and I have been like, but God. And There have been stories that were hard for me to read, and if they were hard for me to read, I know that it was hard for the author to write. I've had somebody send me their story, and I've called them and say, "Can I pray with you?" Okay. There have been stories when I have had to just talk about it to somebody that's on my team, because everything is confidential. The people who work with me, it's confidential. They sign confidentiality agreements. And sometimes I have to say, wow, did you see this? Did you read this? Now, I will say, Kate, as I was reading, when I was reading your story, and I think I told you, it was like, wow.
You did.
Wow.
When we talked, you did.
And I had that same reaction to a lot of the stories. Now, there are some stories that are more powerful, and not saying that they're not good. It's just that it did, the way that we feel about a story dictates where we've come from. If I've had a similar experience, my experience is one of physical pain for 50 years of my life. But within that physical pain, I've gone through a nasty divorce. I've been in an abusive situation. I've been a single mother. I've been, been in relationships where they didn't work out. I've been, you know, struggling with self-esteem and who am I? I've been in that. I've been through that. I've been where I felt like I was the weakest link and I didn't have a voice. I've been picked out to be picked on because I was the cripple girl. So that background gives me compassion to be able to understand what somebody else has been through. And even with that, I hadn't been through a lot of the things that I've read. So to answer your question, I do, you know, I do want to call, but I am just so grateful. And I don't know why God has blessed me with this opportunity to sit where I sit, because I have the opportunity to, you don't get a chance to know why somebody is going through what they're going through. And every story that I read is not one that gets published. You know, they just want me to read it and they don't publish it, or they go somewhere else and they don't get their story out. But I have the opportunity to get a chance to look inside somebody's world. And then when they're acting a fool or being very quiet or being very... of being very, very aggressive or very sensitive, then I can say, you know what, I understand. And it gives me the ability to be more compassionate and have more compassion for that person. So I hope I answered your question.
You did. You did. Because the reason I asked you that, I was sitting here thinking, I'm like, okay, when I get this book, am I going to want to talk to these women, these powerful women, and once I read these stories, and I wanted to know, you know, I was wondering if I would be able to console my own self, not being able to call everyone. And if I read these stories and they're so impactful, and I would sit here and I would want to call everyone, and I don't even know half the people in the anthology yet. So it's just, I want to know, how do you handle this? Like, oh my God, I don't know what to do.
And you know what, that's a great thing. That's why I'm so glad that Chanel created the group, because that's a wonderful idea. Do that. Read the story. I have, you know, sometimes when I read, I can't take my and I've shared this story with Chanel before, I can't take my publisher hat off. So we're all human beings. I'm a human being, and we all make mistakes. So every book is not perfect. Even when it's been edited and it isn't perfect. I've read books that have been published by Oprah's people, and I found mistakes in the book, okay? And they working on million-dollar budgets. You know what I'm saying? So I've read stories that were so compelling, but the editing and the formatting, it was horrible. And it took away from the story, but it was an awesome story. And even at that point, I have just picked up the phone and say, hey, sis, if this is your story, if you have been delivered from this, but God, because I've read some stories. I mean, I'm working with a lady right now whose mother sold her at 6 years old. She was gang raped while her mother and her brothers watched in the crack house, where her mother gave her to four grown men for some crack. That was very difficult for me to read. And it was, and I knew if it was difficult for me to read, it was difficult for her to write. And then so I have to put my coaching hat on, and I have to help her write through all that. But the beauty is once she unpacks all that stuff, she don't have to hold that in again. And that's a different kind of freedom. And that's why I love what I do. It's not about the money. I'm all about, and Chanel knows, and she'll tell you, I am all about the story. And, yes, I am a publisher, but it doesn't matter to me if I publish your story or not. Get your story out, because somebody is waiting on the other end of your story so they can get healing. They don't know that it's your story that they're waiting for. They just need something, and they're waiting for it, and they need it, but they don't know what it is.
They're hungry.
When they get your story, when they pick up that She Said Yes to Herself anthology, and they start reading all these 31 stories, they're going to say, this is just what I needed. And every one of your stories, I promise you, I can help each one of you take your story and help you do something else with it. Chanel does the same thing. You guys, every single one of you who are on this call, and if you're listening in and you're in the anthology, every single one of you can take your story and teach a master class. Michelle's on the call. She'll tell you that. Every single one of you can do a master class. You can do a workshop. You can teach. You can take your story and go into the group homes. You can teach. You can speak on your story. And you can hear this. There are a multitude of people internationally who can heal and who will heal, because I'm telling you, your story have made, and I'm getting ready to get emotional, y'all. Your stories have made a difference for me. So I know if it's making a difference for me, and you guys haven't even read the stories yet.
Wow.
Man, I'm telling you, this is it is, and I don't just talk. I know people think, oh, LaQuita, you just be saying stuff. No, I don't. Because if I don't say, if y'all hear me quiet, what does that mean? That means that I don't ask questions that I don't want the answers to. And if I start getting quiet, that means I have no comment, I have no input. And I'm
don't
quiet because
no
it's just not working well with my spirit. But when I start talking, that means it is going to be, I think I told Michelle that, it is going to be amazing. So you guys should be very, very proud of yourselves. And you guys should be pushing this book to everybody that you know. Everybody.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you,
that's
you,
my
thank
story,
you.
And I'm sticking to it.
Thank you. Are you done, Kate?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Miss Anita, you have anything you'd like to say or any questions you have of anybody?
I'm just listening to all this great, feedback and just conversation has just been awesome. And I was thinking about the ladies that I have met on here. I've met most of the ladies on here, whether it's been most of them in person, I think, and a few just virtually. But what I know, the one is, we're some hard workers, right? We work hard. You know, I tell Kate all the time, girl, y'all wouldn't believe right now. Let me just tell you, I'm going to bust out. I'm going to sell a business a little bit right now. It'll be all right.
I'm gonna be all right.
Working a split shift right now on her all night job, okay? And I'm on her all the time. Kate, you gotta take a nap. Kate, you gotta get some rest. You know, and you know, when I talk to Chanel all the time, I think somebody else said it earlier. She is forever, always doing something. She is sending us stuff. She's got us doing stuff. Y'all know. I don't think the lady sleeps. I think she's like, is she the new AI? I'm just saying. I don't know. She's a working machine. Well, so my question, and I know, I mean, LaQuita, same thing, you know, and all of you all, those that I've met, you know, Renee, all of us. So what I want to know is, and this is one of the things that I push when I, you know, work with my clients and different ones, I want to know, what are you all doing? And I'm talking, this question for everybody. What are you all doing for your self-care? What are you doing to take the time to woo-saw? Because, I think It was me and Peggy having a conversation earlier today, and I was saying, you know, so many times we try to minister or we try to work or, you know, help others because we wear all these hats, also out of an empty cup or a half-full cup or, you know, whatever kind of cup, but it's never flowing over. You know, it's very, it's not often that we minister, and that's what we're supposed to do. We have to be full first, right? And then everything that spills over after is what's for everybody else. So if we're not full to the rim, then we don't have anything to give anybody else, but we're constantly doing it. That's what we do all of the time. We give from a half-empty cup or from an empty cup altogether, you know, but we have to learn how to minister and do the work that God has called us to do from the overflow. That's where, you know, that's where the anointing and all those things are, because if we're burnt out, that's the energy that we're giving the work that we're doing. It's burnt out work. Mm-hmm. You might be the top notch at your job, at your whatever, but if you're, you know, at the end of the day, and it's really just some self-reflection, and you know you're coming from an empty, you know, you're tired, you're drained, you know, you don't have energy to even sleep sometimes. You know, you can be so tired sometimes you can't even sleep, you know.
Mm.
Where are you all pouring back into yourself? What are you doing to pour into you so that you can reach these millions of these people that are waiting to hear your voice? What are you ladies doing? I just want to hear. I want to know. Inquiry minds want to know, okay?
Who wants to go first and answer Miss Anita's question? Janelle?
Ain't nobody just here.
Okay, I can go.
Anita, my name still is... tickled over the AI comment. I definitely get some sleep, but I appreciate that you think it's turning out like that. But yeah, I'm definitely getting some sleep. I'll tell you, this is an amazing collaboration of powerhouses. It's amazing. And one of the things that I do want to say real quick before y'all transition is, you know, most times when you have women together, you are hearing the narrative that women can't work well together and that it's going to be a lot of competition and, you know, nitpicking and backbiting and gossiping. But I can tell you that this has not been the experience for She Said Yes. When I tell you this is a tribe, a community, it is powerful. I love the idea of a relay race because, you know, we're not running against each other. We're running with each other, and everybody has their own uniqueness that they bring to the project, their skill sets and their abilities and their talents, and they are needed and they are useful and they are doing an amazing work, but it is an opportunity to be able to watch the sister in front of you run powerfully her leg of the race, and you're literally like jumping up and down screaming like, go, Seth, go, you know, and you can see her running and she's moving and she's hitting her stride, but then she's, you know, getting ready to turn that corner and she's getting ready to hand out the baton to you. You're taking that baton and you're running your leg of the race, and you still know that the sisters behind you are yelling your name, are screaming for you, are rooting for you, are clapping for you. They want to see you go across that finish line because they know that there's somebody else on the other side who has to take the baton. And so when I tell you this has been an amazing space to be in, to network, to collaborate with, share with, I am so ready for this book to get out into the world because women need this toolkit.
Amen. That's right. Because there's a lot of women that we need to, what's the word I want to say, not preach to. We need to get them to open up and let them know it's okay. Because a lot of times, you know, I bet every one of us probably sat in the back and was like, I can't do this. What's wrong with you? I cannot do this. No way. Can't do it. Can't do it. But now, what are we saying? We're saying yes to herself unapologetically. And look at this. Everybody's just opening up. I can. I can say yes. And I can say it powerfully. I can say it with some behind it, you know, and not be afraid. And not be afraid at all. So I may not be there all the time, but I'm there in the background because I'm kind of a background girl. Taking that first step for that submission is like, I didn't even know what to write. I was like, and it took me forever to even just think about how am I going to start this? What am I going to do? I mean, who wants to hear my story? My story just seems like blah, 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 you know. But then, like you say, when somebody else reads, it's like, oh, man, I can identify with that sister. I can see where she's been. I can see where she's going. I can walk in her shoes. I've been in her shoes. And now it's like I can pick her up and run the race with her. So this is a good thing. This is a real good thing. Thank you. Okay. Let me see. Lachelle, you have any questions you want to ask of anybody?
Well, you know, I just wanted to speak to that piece about, you know, what we do to fill our cup up, because I think that's really the – I love the illustration that Chanel used about the relay race, because that's really how it should be. Because, you know, we can all run our own legs, but collectively we can win. And so I think a lot of times we have been conditioned to believe that the more things we do, the more value we're adding. And we're working harder and not smarter. So when you learn to, if you're making a meal for Thanksgiving, just using that analogy, if you have somebody doing a side, you're doing a side, and somebody else is doing a side, you know, you're not over there micromanaging what they're making. You know, you tell people what you, and they work on it. And so we have been in this space of feeling like the way that we have value is having the answers for somebody else, instead of empowering them to have their own answers or listen to their own voice. Because when we all walk in our own talent, you know, we have a lot of resources that we bring into the table. So we get out of alignment and out of balance when we're doing stuff we shouldn't be doing. You know, I use this analogy like, you know, the war with myself was, you know, I felt it had to be all things to all people. So people would say, oh, you know, I need somebody to do copy for a website. Okay, I can do that. Don't know what I'm doing. I'm up all hours of the night trying to research, look on YouTube. I'm waking up with bags underneath my eyes in the morning trying to do some stuff and can't ask for help from somebody who's a professional with that. You see what I'm saying? So we caught up in trying to do all these things instead of saying, you know what, I can't do that, but I know somebody who can. Let me call my team and get somebody who can do that. And then you go to sleep at night. They do their gift, which only takes them about 15 minutes, and everybody's happy. So, yeah, I just wanted to add that.
I like that. And I know Dr. Cece, I think she wanted to answer the question as well. Dr. Cece?
Yes. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Yes, I just wanted to add, you know, in my own case, when it comes to self-care, I do take a lot of walk. I am blessed that I work in an environment that I can, you know, just get up from my desk and just go take a walk for like 30 minutes, an hour. Nobody's looking for me. Currently, everybody knows that I take a walk.
So, and I, you know, to me, that really helps to relax me because, you know, I was mentioning to somebody not too long ago, there was a time that I was so stressed out. I mean, it wasn't like a big deal to say, you know, but I just needed to get out of my desk. And so when I started walking around the campus, I heard a helicopter passing by. I heard the cars, you know, driving through. I heard, you know, the birds were, you know, singing. But all of those things started sounding like, you know, music. And I've never heard that before. You know, it was just like, it was like God was just trying to, you know, like refresh my spirit. And so it just sounded like, you know, like so many, you know, instruments that came together and they were just, you know, playing that music for me. And that was so relaxing for me. And I'm always, you know, like telling people, find that one thing because you only have one body. And, you know, you don't want to live this life regretting, you know, not taking advantage of everything that God has given us. So I enjoy taking it. Of course, I do work out, you know, I do. Sometimes I go and get massage. But I think there's something about just going out by yourself, not listening to music, not listening to, you know, watching anything, just being one with the creation, you know, all the things that God created. That helps me, you know, help me with my self-care.
Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else care to answer the question? What do you do for your self-care? I can't answer that question because I'm too busy doing things to even think about myself a lot of times. So that's something that I need to do. I used to take walks. Now, too busy working, too busy running, too busy not taking the time that I need to do self-care. Somebody even asked me that right before the show. What kind of time do you have for your me time? I don't do me time, and I need to start doing me time. So I need to say yes to myself again and more often. Anybody else?
Well, since I asked the question, I'll give a little example of some things that I do. My peaceful place is by the beach. So anytime I can get away and get to the beach just to, you know, hear it, to have the breeze blow on me, to be, you know, in the sun. And, I mean, I love swimming as well. So just to be in that place, it just brings serenity for me, you know. So I definitely find rest and peace near water. And I started sacrifice. Well, I call it a sacrifice because really it is for me. I'm doing a membership where I do get a monthly massage because, you know, the injuries and things, you know, from being in the military, it just helps just stress, the buildup of stress, you know, in my body. Just that done once a month just for me, my time, you know, I take that time for myself. Those are two main things that I try to make a practice of doing, you know, on a pretty regular basis if I can.
Yeah, I definitely need to do, because I used to walk. I love walking. I mean, I would walk like miles. I would walk to work. I would walk to the bank. I would just walk to a park, around the park about three times, and then walk to Walmart, stop a little bit, and then walk home. That's how close a lot of things were to me. Now, I don't do any of that, and I need to. Because as Chanel says, it releases stress. And I'm not saying I'm stressed, but I know I have a pain in my neck that I need to get out. I know I'm holding stress. So, yes, I need a massage. And I just need to just get out because if you don't, as we had, as I had talked about before in one of my other episodes, if you don't do that, you're going to get sick. You're going to, it's going to fester. And then that's how a lot of times I think how cancer starts, is because we get so stressed that we get a festation within us that we don't know about. And then the next thing you know, we're fighting a disease demon, I guess you could say. So ladies, you know, that's one thing that we need to do is take time for yourself, even if it's just a 15-minute nap. You know, go sit out in the car or, you know, go somewhere and just take time for yourself, and or in a dark room and do some deep breathing, some meditation, some journaling, anything for yourself just to take time for yourself. I know I'm speaking to myself, and I'm speaking to all y'all, because that's things that we don't do because we're so busy trying to do things for everyone else. And I like that Chanel does this. You know, she has her monthly massage. I think I need to have one weekly, but and I need to start getting back to walking because I put on a couple of ounces, and so I need to get that tension off of me, because I like enjoying nature, just like Dr. Cece, just getting out and just, I'm a nature. I just love being outdoors. I love the sun and just seeing nature, just seeing, I like to watch people. So just little things like that make me happy. But I haven't done recently because I've taken on this job where it's just, I think, taken over what I love to do. So yes, I just need to say yes again to myself unapologetically. So ladies, tonight we are talking about saying yes to herself unapologetically. There's a book out that has 30, I think, Laquita says 31 authors. So can you imagine 31 authors in a book? I don't know how thick it is, but this anthology, and if you all don't know, oh no, people listening don't know what an anthology is. An anthology is a published collection of poems or other pieces of writing. So what we need to do is to promote our book, and I'm going to learn how to put the pretty pictures, like I've seen Laquita, and I've seen Chanel, and I've seen some of the other people have these pretty pictures that says, buy my book, child. I don't know how to do that. And as somebody was saying, I think it was Michelle was saying, get somebody to do it for you, because I sure as heck don't know how to make those pictures, and you know how to, and Laquita even knows. Are we going to do it? No, she said, do we need a flyer for tonight? I said, you already know. So, you know, I don't know how to do it. She says, okay, I'll do it. She didn't get the opportunity to, but that's okay. But I know I can go to her and get assistance if necessary. So we all have those talents that we need to put on display so that we can help each other and take some of the pressure or some of the work off of each other so that we can have our me time, our time that we can usah, we can breathe, we can, you know, do these things. So I wasn't at the symposium that you all had, or the convention, I think, when was it? Was it last September or something? I don't remember when it was, but I wish I would have been there, because it sounds like something that was, I mean, I think it was either Dr. Kevin or something like that. I can remember going through some of the posts and seeing that they had that that session. It's like, I miss a whole bunch of things because I'm so busy doing other things. So I'm going to start taking time for myself. That's what I'm going to do. Starting January. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I love what you're saying, because, you know, what's coming up for me is, you know, it's an evolution. You know, it's just like mm-hmm. a parent, you know, you get used to certain things and your kids grow up, you know, you're used mm-hmm. to them being mm-hmm. toddlers, they go to school. And so, you mm-hmm. know, when we think about the time that we take for ourselves, it looks different at different stages of our life. And if we're still trying to do the same thing that we were doing at certain stages, you know, our kids wouldn't develop and neither would we. And so, you know,
that's
the part about the things that we do for ourselves is different. You know, when our kids are little, they take more time because we have to teach them everything. But once they learn some things, you know, we have to teach them how to eat, how to walk, how to talk. And then over time, they start doing stuff on their own. And so we don't make that transition, though, sometimes. You know, we it's like us, you know, we still over here trying to feed this child, and they have teeth and everything else. Some of them are taller than us. We still trying to put them in the high chair. So when we think about the things that we are saying that we don't have time for, you know, we really may be in a situation where we're just not developing because we are still trying to hold on to yesterday's stuff. So I think these conversations are so important because, you know, God has a flow to things. You know, I don't see any trees struggling to grow. See, it's just like if you look at nature, it just is. You know, you, even a butterfly going through a cocoon, you know, we don't see the struggle. It's in a cocoon. We don't see nothing. It comes out as a butterfly. So the point is, if we're struggling, because we may not be obedient with some stuff. You know, there's certain, God tells us, look, after every day, if we just go back to the beginning of the scripture, he broke that whole thing down in 6 days and rested. And rested in between each day. Right? So my point of that is we are over here trying to reinvent the wheel. You know, he could have made everything today, but he showed us the process and about delayed gratification for a reason. Because he could have made everything in one swoop. But he broke it down because it's a process to stuff. And so if we are over here not getting sleep, not, you know, setting our own process, our own boundaries, then we going back. There's a scripture that says man causes his own ruin, but his heart rages against the Lord. So we do our own mess and get mad at God. Happy birthday. So, yeah, I told you, y'all, they like the Kardashians over here. I don't know where they're going, but it's like it's about to be my birthday. You know, they stay up because midnight, they like, But, yeah, so I just wanted to add that.
Okay, thank you. And Ms. Chanel, after the book comes out and sells, I don't know if you all would like to come back on the show to see how the book may have changed some other people's lives. Maybe we can have people who have listened, or not listened to the book, who have, I guess, listened to the book, because it's an e-book, read the book. So maybe a month or two after the book is out, maybe we should come back and see how things have changed, if need be, if you all are up for it.
Inez, thank you so much. We definitely will be interested. I definitely believe it's just going to be a toolkit in every woman's toolbox. And so I'm excited about the change that this book is going to really prompt for women. It's going to challenge us. It's going to help us to band together. You know, we all need community. None of us were designed to live and to be a part of having a fellowship of people, a tribe. And so that's what this She Said Yes to Herself platform is all about. It's about equipping and just really providing a space and a place for change agents, speakers, authors, leaders to be able to pour in to each other as they pour into others. And it's important. I love the conversation about what's in your cup, because so many times, I just say this point real quick,
as women, mm-hmm. you know, we have watched strong mothers and aunts and grandmothers and women in the church and the community. They're constantly serving, pouring out to everybody else, and it seemed as if they just had a limitless supply of everything. But most often, you know, women are squeezing themselves, you know, mm-hmm. and there's nothing there, and you feel yourself burnt out, and you're wondering, you know, I'm trying to do all the things. And I love that song that you played coming in with Alicia Keys about Superwoman. And it's hard being mm-hmm. Superwoman, trying to pull out that yeah. cape and trying to put that S on your chest and jump in and mm-hmm. save everybody and everything. And we're wearing mm-hmm. ourselves out and wearing ourselves thin. And you can't show up mm-hmm. in your full greatness because you're tired. So mm-hmm. I say mm-hmm. to you, mm-hmm. Rest. You know, even God rested. I love Lachelle's comment. Yeah. Even God rested. You know, so who mm-hmm. are we to think mm-hmm. that we don't require some time to reset, to refocus, and reconnect? So that's what this book is. It's an experience. Again, we're going to be having continued motivational events, empowerment events through churches, not just through churches, but just out in the community. We'll be doing summits in person, virtual. So definitely want to have opportunity to come back and engage after the book is out.
Okay. Thank you. Like I said, you guys are more than welcome to come back, because the radio station, I guess, is mine, so I can do whatever I want to do. So anytime you all want to plan another evening to come back to the platform and discuss the book, see how the sales are going, because this is a worldwide network, and it goes to worldwide listeners in Russia, Austria, Portugal, Brazil, Korea, Philippines, Japan. So, you know, if we can get these books out to these women, or even the e-books out to them, hey, 99 cents times, who knows, that's a pretty penny. So that'd be wonderful. And like the toolkit, just saying that it's a toolkit, you know, for women to have to a guide, because a lot of women, they don't have a guide to life. You know, they just go aimlessly, and it's like they don't know what they're doing, and which is sad, because a lot of times they don't have anybody else to lean on. And so this book could be their best friend. You know, they may cry, they may laugh, they may giggle, they may go, they may, you know, may even want to write their own book or create their own anthology. You know, hey, they give us an idea of writing an anthology. Now they know what an anthology is. You know, maybe they'll start their own. But this is a great place to at least start and to have this talk, because, as everybody says, it's like, and most of the women were in the service, which I think is just amazing in itself, you know, telling their stories, because I'm sure they have some dynamic stories, which I can't wait to get the book. It comes out October the 12th, 99 cents on Amazon Kindle, and then Chanel was saying, $25 in print. I like to have things in print. Ebook is fine, but I like to have my own copy. Then, you know, what we could do maybe is when we get together, have everybody sign their pages. Yay! I'm just saying. But I'm sure we'll get together just like a yearbook. Oh, well, will you sign mine? Will you sign mine? Oh, will you sign mine? Will you sign mine? You know, because, and that will lift people's spirits as well. So I don't know when the next gathering will be, but hopefully I can get there and do something, because I like getting together and meeting people and talking to people. Even though I don't like to talk, I know it sounds funny. It just sounds like an oxymoron, but I really don't like to talk. I like to let other people talk, even though it doesn't seem like it. But so they can get out what they need to say. So thank you, ladies, for joining us this evening. Anybody else have anything they'd like to say? I'm excited anyway. And Laquita, you're gonna have to help me make one of those pages so I can get my book out there and get it sold. Please, when you have time.
Yes, I am. I do want to add that Chanel does have some training that she is offering.
Mm-hmm.
Chanel, over to you.
I sure do. I'm going to be working with Michelle Atkins, America's Supermom, to be able to provide some tutorials for Canva. Some of people, you are thinking, okay, I got a business idea and I want to promote my business, but how can I market my business? And you see videos
mm-hmm.
or reels or graphics and you're wondering, how do I do that? I want to do that. And so we're going to take a deep dive into Canva
okay.
and kind of walk you through what that's like. That class is only $25, so make sure that you connect with Michelle so that you can sign up for it. It's an amazing
mm-hmm.
Opportunity to be able to network and to be able to learn. Well, how do I do what the experts do? And I'm not an expert, but
mm-hmm.
I know a thing or two about Canva, so I can help you out with that.
Okay. Yay. Okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody else like to say anything? Oh, we do have C904. I think I have my friend Key on the line. Hello. Is that you, Key? Key?
It might be Dr. Velma Bagby.
A 904 number?
It might
4988 is the last four.
Yeah, it's me. Hey, sorry. I'm in my car.
It's my girlfriend,
Key. I had my phone on mute to minimize the traffic sound, so.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am. Yes, it's me. Hello, everybody. Oh, good
thank
evening.
You.
I'm late. I just got detained. So. Sorry about that.
Yeah. That's okay. Key is a friend of mine that I met some years ago, and she has now moved to the Florida area. So I was hoping she would have been on a little bit earlier so she could hear some of the stories, because she also has a story so that she may need to write a book about. So we will have to talk to her, Laquita.
I've got a couple things started.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got a couple of things started. Nothing in print yet. Of course, my family is like, I probably should have been had some stuff in print, but yeah.
Well,
we do have publishers. I don't know.
Key?
I've had some public companies reach out to me. I've reached out to some publishing companies, I just haven't published anything just yet. I am still a work in progress.
What's preventing you from pulling the trigger?
I'm sorry?
I said, what's preventing you from pulling the trigger?
Me.
Okay, there you go.
I'm
expecting you to pull that trigger.
I don't know. I mean, I've been in contact with an executive. It's like, okay, well, Key, you got to get this in some print, you know, whatever. But I haven't. I mean, I have finished things. I have in between things. I have stuff. I don't know, at one point, the thing for me was writing was an outlet. I have accepted the fact later that it's, like, one of my talents because I can, like, write at will and, you know, do kind of that kind of stuff, but I just haven't. I don't know. I'm like, I've gotten in my own way as far as that goes. I mean, like I said, I still have people reaching out to me, like, let's put it in print, and no, I haven't. And then there are still things. I mean, I write up outlines. I have outlines for material. And I start and then stop. And it just kind of stagnates right there.
Well, you know what I'm going to suggest to you, too. First of all, I want to thank you for your transparency and for your ability to share. I would really just encourage you to pick up She Said Yes to Herself, Unapologetically, the anthology. It goes on sale. It's on pre-order right now, but you can get the ebook available on October 12th. Inside of this book, you're going to just be able to connect with so many amazing powerhouses. We have coaches, we have people with the publishers, the Creative Park, so many amazing people who you can really connect with to really kind of walk you out of those limiting beliefs and what's helping you, stopping you from pulling that trigger and helping you to exercise faith over fear. So I would love for you to be able to pick up the book and be able to connect with the authors. Not only did they put their submissions in, but they also included their businesses and opportunities and ways that you can engage with them, because ultimately what they want to do is impact women.
I put on mute for a second because of the noise in the background. Go ahead, Keith.
This is Laquita. One of the things that I want to say to you is life happens. Life is going to always happen. Something's going to always come up. Something's going to always take our attention and cause us to put our story or our writing or our project on the back burner. What I would say to you, and same thing I say to all of my clients, that's expected, but keep it as a priority. A lot of times we put it to the back of the list, and then 5 years later we're still trying to write and we're still trying to take it from the back of the list. And every time something happens, we take it and we take that and put it to the back of the list. It's not to say that whatever is happening in your life is any more important or less important than your project. I know some things take priority, but continue to make it a priority. Find those small times in the day. You don't have to just write. You can, you know, on those times when you're sitting, we all have a moment to sit. Dictate in your phone. Dictate what you want to say. You'll be surprised at how much you can get done in 15 minutes, how much writing you can dictate to yourself in 15 minutes. And then email it to yourself. Don't worry about, you know, the specifics. Just get it out there. And then once you get it out there, then you can go through and you can edit it. And you'll find that you'll get through that project faster than you think you will. It happens. Life happens. I have people who are like, okay, I've been working on this book for 20 years. Okay, well, because we've been putting it, you put it on the back burner. And then there are sometimes we think, okay, I'm not good enough, or it's not good enough, and I'm not saying that's you. But sometimes we think, well, my story isn't good enough. I don't have a story. I think somebody said that in the group one day, well, my story is not as exciting, or this never happened to me. But that doesn't mean you don't have a story, because everybody's story is different. Everybody doesn't have a trauma story. Every single person doesn't have a trauma story, but they have a story that is compelling that made them who they are. So continue to write, and don't allow it to be put on the back burner. I'll tell this quick story, and then I'll give Inez her show back. A couple of years ago, it's been about 3 years now, when I first started Paper V Publishing, my sister-in-law, I had not spoken to her in a long time. And out of the clear blue, we were friends on Facebook, out of the clear blue, she sent me a message and said, hey, I have a story, and I believe that you can help me tell it. Well, she killed somebody. I don't know how, don't know the details, but she never talked about what happened. She killed a man. She never talked about it. And she said, you know what, I'm ready to tell my story, and I want you to help me tell it. So we had a meeting, and she did not keep the meeting. And I thought, okay, you know what, this girl wasted my time. I don't have time. But something said, okay, call her, Laquita. So I reached out to her, and she said, you know, something came up. She got busy or whatever. And I was like, okay, And I was like, you know what, I don't have time. My schedule is busy. I don't have time to be wasting time. So something said, call her again. So about a couple days later, I reached out to her. I sent her a text message, and she said she was on the phone with a job interview, and she would call me tomorrow. Well, she never called me tomorrow, the next day, because she passed away. She had a headache. She went to bed, and she went to sleep, and she never woke up. And she died without telling her story. She has sons, and they don't know what happened that she killed somebody. And so oftentimes when we don't have a chance to tell our stories, we leave our loved ones trying to figure out the pieces on their own. And the best thing we can do for our loved ones is to leave the answers for them. So leave a legacy. So that goes to any of your listeners. Leave a legacy. And again, I don't have to publish your story, but tell your story. Even if you don't have to write your story to sell copies. A lot of people do, but you don't have to. You can leave a legacy, because here's the bottom line. I'm a bona fide note taker, and I think all of us who are authors are. We write on paper. We type. I'm sure if I just ask somebody randomly on this phone, if you have notes all over the place where you've been writing, somebody all of us will say yes. So what's going to happen when we pass, and we all will have to, that's the reality, we will all die one day. What's going to happen when our loved ones have to come in and clean up our stuff? Are they going to look at our papers that we've been jotting stories down on and say, this is important, I'm going to keep this, or is it going to go out in the trash? So, but here's the thing. If you put those notes and put your story into book format, even if they find your copy, it will never go to the trash. That book may go to the library, might be donated, but your story will live on, because somebody will continue to buy your story because it'll always be available. So when you think you don't have time to write your story, make time. Carve out 15 minutes before you go to bed, 15 minutes early in the morning, when you're on lunch break, when you're sitting in traffic. Dictate to yourself and test yourself and see, how long will it take me to write a chapter? You'd be surprised. You can write a chapter or dictate a chapter to yourself in 15 minutes. Now you can have your show back, Inez.
You're fine, Laquita. We are all the authors of this show, so I'm just the hostess, and so we all are authors, so we all get to tell our stories one way or another. We all have stories to tell. So, Keith, Ms. Laquita is on the line, and she is a publisher, and I can get you in contact with her, and so you guys can coordinate, and Ms. Chanel can probably help you, because I know Laquita has a few titles to her name. She's a creator, content creator. She's a publisher. She's an author. She's got a long list of things, so she can help you. So I will get you two together so that you can get your story out there in print, or stories, whatever you have. So you are not alone. You are not alone, Ms. Keith. You are not alone in the least bit. Would you like to say anything else, Keith?
I appreciate the information. I'm receptive to the information. And I know that I'm my own block. And it's not even just with my writing. It's just like with things in general. I know that I'm my own block. Like I can lay in my bed and then, like, free-verse things. I can just, like, write at will. A lot of stuff I wrote because people asked me to write something for them, and I can just sit down and do it. The thing with my writing is, like I said before, I wasn't a talker. I was more of the introvert, and so everything was in my writing, everything. I learned to talk. And I became, like, a better communicator, personally and professionally. But my thing is, it was always, I need to get this on track, that on track, and then I'll focus on my writing. And so I'm always busy. I'm always busy. I'm busy with work. I'm busy with my life. And so I give myself the out that I'm just, like, too busy to do it. And it's not even that I'm too busy, because I have, like, stuff. I have, like, already typed up or archived or whatever. So I could do stuff with what I have. And then I just question the material sometimes. But, I mean, I have probably, like, I can probably, like, print 5 or 6 books right now with the stuff that I have. And I can still maneuver on, because if I tell myself, sit down and do it, I'm going to sit down and do it. But, I don't know. It's okay. I don't know. It's okay, but it's not okay, because, I mean, I don't know. It is what it is. But I receive the information. I receive it. What I do with it is going to be what I do with it. And that's basically it. I have a story. I can tell stories for other people. In fact, my best friend had a story, and I was like, well, I will write your story for you. But I don't know. I mean, I kind of started based on the information that I had, but I didn't proceed with it and finish it because she didn't want to pursue it, you know, whatever. But, okay, set aside. I'm good. I don't know. I have my talents. Writing happens to be one of them. And at this point in my life, I'm sleeping on it. And I probably shouldn't, but I am. And that's what that is.
Okay.
Well, you'll know when you're
ready.
We'll get
together.
Mm-hmm. You will.
Yeah,
you'll know when
exactly.
You're ready.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've been ready since like 13, but I mean, that's how long I've been writing. I've written scripts, I've written outlines, I've written short stories, I've done things in school, I've done things in college, and my professors were, you could like really go beyond. And because, I don't know, it's a thing. So it was encouraging at the time, but like I said, I am my own block. I'm my own block. I give myself reasons to not do it. I give myself excuses not to do it. And I don't know why. I really don't, but I do. So I will take accountability for that, but it is what it is. It's going to roll with it. I mean, I've already been in touch with, like, the copyright office. I've been in touch with publishers. And it's not like I can't, because people still reach out to me like, okay, let me make this happen for you. So I just haven't. I can't tell you why I haven't. My siblings, you know, at least one of my parents are like, you have this talent, and do it and let it go, and I haven't. So, but I was
well,
just kind of like,
there.
I intended to call earlier because I was like, she's unapologetic about, like, what she's doing, and so I can kind of relate to that because, I mean, outside of, like, the writing or whatever, but don't know, those are different topics. And I thought the topic fit me, and so I intended to call earlier. I just got held up. So
that's okay. And you can always go back and listen to it if you need to. But we'll talk, Steve. We'll talk. So we can get your story out there. And there are people out there who can help you, you know, maybe get you out of your own way. You know, maybe once you get in a routine to start doing things, you'll be able to get the books out that are that you have already out and outlined. And like you say, you already have a copyright. And I said, Laquita, she can help you. That would be my go-to publisher, because I know her, and I know that she is fair, and I know that she will help you get out of your own way as well. And we have Chanel. She's a powerhouse, a powerful woman who can help you as well get out your own way, because they had me writing stuff that I was like, but I did. I'm part of the anthology, part of the collection. So I'll let you know once it's out, or you can pre-order and get your book. So when it is out on the October the 12th, it'll come to you, and you'll be able to read the other stories of the other ladies and how they got out of their own way as well. So thank you, Ms. Key. Anybody have any announcements? This is our announcement time. So if anybody has any announcements for anything, you can go ahead and make them.
Again, thank you so much for sharing the platform with She Said Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We just appreciate you as a co-author. Thank you for allowing us to be able to share space with you on tonight. Again, the book is available for pre-order now, but it goes live on next Thursday.
Okay. Thank you. Dr. Cece, you have any announcements?
Well, the only announcement that I have is if you live in Atlanta area, I have a fashion show that I am a part of the designer. It's for a center called Whole Life Center. I am their chief of operations. And what we are doing is that we're trying to transition 40 domestic violence survivors into a permanent home. So we are trying to use this money, raise this money so we can give it to these 40 women every year, trying to get them to, you know, not go back to the abuser. So if you are in Atlanta area, it's going to be a or you can reach out to me on my Instagram at Jidegear. Instagram is Jidegear. I have the flyers there. It's on October 20th at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we will. We'll go and look at this on your Instagram. Who else? We have Laquita left and Dr. Chanel left. Chanel left. Dr. Chanel was probably right. Any of you have any questions, announcements?
I just want to say congratulations to Keisha Boyd and Wayne Bowman. They are newly published pay-per-view authors. Wayne's book is called The Man I Am, new first-time author. And Keisha is The Pain My Smile Hides. So I want to congratulate them publicly. They are, it was a process. But they trusted me to help them take their stories from a thought to a realization. And we got to the finished product, and I'm excited, and they're pleased. And the She Said Yes anthology is next, and I have another one coming soon, called Doing Business God's Way, and that one is by Saquana Glenn, and another one called My Mama Wisdom on Intentional Living by Sam Marie Thomas is coming soon. So all of these people are new first-time authors, and I'm so excited for them and so proud of them. So just wanted to publicly say congratulations. And if you guys see them on social media or you see them on my page, just shout out to them. Because, you know, for all of us first-time authors, it's a process. It's a process. There's a lot of anxiety. And all of you who are just publishing with the She Said Yes, you guys are first-time authors, published authors, and that deserves a congratulations. And so, listen, celebrate it. We're going to celebrate together, but celebrate it with your family. Mm-hmm. Shout it to the sky.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying it. I was an international Amazon best-selling author. And Chanel said, "What? Why you don't say it?" And I always forget that because I'm always focused on other things and I don't share that. But it's a title. LaChelle is also best. There's so many best-selling authors who are in this anthology. So it's a title that we'll carry together as a group when we get the bestseller title. So shout it out and celebrate yourselves for this accomplishment. Everybody is not an author. There are about 7 billion people on the planet. Out of the 7 billion people, only 1% will take the time to write their stories. Out of that 1%, only a half of that 1% out of that 7 billion, or I think it's 8 billion now, only half of the 1% will take the time to do the next step and publish their stories. So that makes us as authors, and most of us have multiple books. I have 13 that I've written myself. So that means that we are part of an exclusive group of people who have taken that next step and published. So you should be proud of that. You should be proud of it. Enjoy it and celebrate it.
There you go.
I forgot to say that my name is LaQuita Parks, and I am the CEO and founder of Pay Pro V Publishing. And Pay Pro V is pain, progress, victory, because I believe without pain there's no progress, and without progress there can be no victory. So I help people take their stories from a thought to a realization. 100% of everybody living and dead has a story. So my question to you is, what's your story? And Inez, it has been a plump, pleasing pleasure, better than a triple deck of peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Thank you. And I want to thank everybody who was on the call this evening, Chanel Coleman, LaQuita Parks, Dr. Cece out of Texas. We had Carolyn Coleman, Renee Jones. I couldn't hear the last part of her name. And Kate Thurman, and Anita Newsom, and LaChelle Atkins, as well as myself. And we had my brother from another mother, Joe. He was in the background. And we have another caller out there as well who is a listener. And then we had Key joining late, and she's going to be a published author as well. You know, we just have to get her from being her own block. But I want to thank you to every one of y'all for joining me. And if you want to drop the call, that's fine, unless somebody has some last words they want to say. So I'm just going to go with the last part of my thing. And I know it's late, it's 11:30 my time. So I just thank you to every one of y'all for joining us today. And if you have a topic you want to discuss, you can hit me up at letsdoaradio@gmail.com, and we can talk about it. And thank you all again for joining. And if you got something on your chest, don't keep it to yourself. And you can join me on Tuesdays and Thursdays on Miss Inez Says Let's Talk About It, and we could discuss your topic. I'm going to go ahead and do my announcements after I say this. I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Dr. Designs, and I am at www.com. ANAISCVALCOUR.com, and you can find me on Facebook and Instagram under the same name. And the thought of the week is, you've been made in God's image. You are God's son. You are God's daughter. Knowing this changes everything. In this world, you will have trouble. So take heart or have confidence. Be courageous. Be of good cheer. And know that I have overcome the world. So I want to thank each and every one of you. I'm going to go into my announcements. October the 8th, second Sunday, Pastor Rick Rollins II will out of Tampa, Florida, and he is with the Edge Community Church of Central Florida, will be speaking for our Sunday service. And then October 10th and 12th, Ms. Inez says, let's talk about it. On the 12th, we have somebody from Chicago joining us. I don't have all the information, but it's a youth group that's going to be joining us, so they're going to be talking about the youth. So once I have more information on that, I will shout it out as well. Then October the 15th, the third Sunday, is Reverend Carolyn Williamson out of Yakima speaking to us. And that's it. So I want to thank you all again for joining us. I'm going to give us one last hand clap for being with us. And as we close out this evening, y'all be safe. And just, you know that, you know, there is somebody out there who would like to hear your story, even though you don't know it. But just put it out there. And, hey, you will be able to help somebody along the way. And as we leave out today, we're going to hear India Ari's Strength, Courage, and Wisdom. Y'all have a good evening. Check each other out on Instagram and on Facebook. She Says Yes to Herself Anthology. You can follow us there. And She Says Yes, I think, Facebook group as well. So thank you to all of those who joined us today. Blessings to each and every one of you. Stay safe and keep each other in thought and prayer. In the Ari, Strength, Courage, and Wisdom. you for joining in and listening to Miss Inez Says Let's Talk About It. And the topic for the day was, she said yes to herself unapologetically. And the book is coming out on Amazon, Kindle for 99 cents. You can do pre-order, so go out there and pre-order your book. And the hard copy or the printed copy is $25. So please, go out there and either get in touch with one of the authors or holler at a sister and let's do a radio at gmail.com and you can get your pre-orders in. Again, let's do a radio at gmail.com, and hey, I will be more than happy to take your order. Or you can go on the Facebook under She Said Yes to Herself Unapologetically and place your order. Thank you to the worldwide listening audience. As always, blessings to you, peace, love, and happiness. Thank you. Have a good night. Bye. Miss Inez is signing off.